When respect is gone, rebellion prevails. By Beyond Today writer Janet Treadway. As I watched the looting, rioting, burning down of buildings, and setting of cars on fire, I was so saddened. They did not get the verdict, or recently the president, they wanted. So they decided to destroy innocent people's places of business, putting people out of work. Some were quoted as saying it looked like a war zone. So where did all this anger and destruction come from? They will say it was from a verdict they did not like or the selection of the current president. But the real reason behind all this destruction comes from Satan. Satan is the author of destruction, and when a mind is controlled by him, there is no sound reasoning. They are his tool for destruction. Satan is the supreme rebel who encourages rioting. He was the first rioter. Think about that. He encouraged the fallen angels to rise up and fight with him against God. Pride was Satan's downfall. He looked and beheld his own beauty. He felt he could do a better job than God. So he inspired 1/3 of the angels to rebel and join him in the fight against God. Satan did not respect God and his authority, so therefore he encouraged rebellion. Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15, Revelation 12, verse 4. What a blessing for mankind that Satan failed in his attempts to take over God's throne. So now Satan works hard to deceive and influence mankind to join him in rebellion against God by stirring up disrespect and division. The opposite of rebellion is respect and honor. First, you must respect God, who is in charge of the universe. And then you must treat others right by showing them respect and honor. That means no matter how much you disagree with those in charge, you will do no harm to them or their possessions. Did you know that God requires us to show respect to those in authority? Paul states, "Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right, and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants, sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants, sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience." Romans 13, verses 1 through 5, New Living Translation. We should all be showing respect for all those in authority. That would include school teachers, leaders, employers, presidents, and yes, policemen. That can be hard at times when we see corruption and unfairness. But here is the key. We can pour our hearts out to God for those you feel are abusing their authority. And of course, you should never stay in an abusive situation. Notice that if we show respect, we can lead a quiet and peaceable life. Paul wrote to Timothy, "I exhort, therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 3. Wow! We can only have peace knowing that God is in charge of the leaders he is allowing to rule, and in his time, he will take care of it. Isaiah 40, verse 28 says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." So show respect to those in authority and pray for them so you will be blessed. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.